So in this practice, we're going to do a compassion meditation. Before we begin, I'd like to just say a few words about compassion, just what's bubbling up in my mind right now, in my heart. But before I do so, let's start with 2 or 3 minutes of just breathing, calming meditation. So assume a posture that's conducive to meditating. And general guidelines are a posture that's upright, conducive to alertness. While at the same time a posture that will allow you to relax. So there's really a balancing act going on between alertness, attentiveness, and relaxation. So assume this posture. Get settled. Make a conscious decision. How you're going to sit. How you're going to place your hands. How you're going to place your gaze. Perhaps your eyes will be slightly opened, resting gently. Perhaps they will be closed. So whatever your chosen posture is, settle into this posture. Just feel yourself relaxing into your posture. Allow your awareness really to descend into your body. Feel yourself as you sit. Feel the ground or the chair or whatever is supporting you. Feel that solidity. And from that place of solidity, of groundedness, really feel your uprightedness, feel yourself erect. You may even extend your spine a bit to accent this sense of uprightedness. And now as we begin this meditation, reflect on your intentions. Why is it that you come to this practice? What is it that you want? And really tap into these deep aspirations. Your best self, what is it you want for yourself and for the world? make an aspiration that this practice in some way will reflect that intention and carry on that intention. And now from that place of intentionality, let's sink into several minutes of just basic breathing meditation. Again, feel yourself grounded in your body. Now allow your body to deeply relax as much as possible while also maintaining this quality of alertness. Allow your breathing to be natural. Not forced, not contrived. And then simply allow your awareness to follow this breathing. To follow this body as it breathes. Feel these sensations of breathing as you inhale. And then as you exhale. Simply be with these sensations gently. With a quality of spaciousness. And as the mind wanders, which it inevitably will, don't view that as a problem. Just recognize the mind has wandered. Relax. And release and come back to the breath. Sharon Salzberg sometimes says the practice, the real practice, is not following the breath. The real practice is what we do when we find out we have wandered, we have strayed. So it's really a practice of self-compassion. To recognize the tricky mind has wandered, and to relax and release and return. So let's do this simply for a couple of minutes. Now let's begin on the process of compassion cultivation. And let's begin by remembering or imagining a time when someone treated you with great kindness and great compassion. Just bring to mind a time when you were the recipient of kindness, compassion. If a memory is difficult, then imagine what this would be like. And bring to mind this situation of receiving love, receiving compassion. Just experience this as much as possible right now. What is it like to be the recipient of kindness? Perhaps unconditional acceptance. Just really breathe into this experience and feel it in your body, in your mind. Feeling of being treated with kindness and respect. Maybe there's a sense of letting go of this armor that many of us have to carry around to protect ourselves. Perhaps there's a feeling of safeness. Whatever is there for you, just really breathe into it. Experience it. And now drop this imagery and come back to your breathing. But maintain this sense of openness, love, spaciousness, perhaps. So now, as you're aware of your breathing, it's from this place of spaciousness, this place of acceptance, this place of compassion. So as you breathe in, it's a sense of compassion and love, and as you breathe out, it's a sense of compassion. And as you do so, bring awareness to the area around your heart. Feel this area as it expands as you breathe in. And as it relaxes as you breathe out. So there's a sense of breathing in love and compassion directly into your heart and back out of your heart. It may be helpful to put your hand on your heart as you do this. Just opening up to the gentleness and the tenderness that really lies at your heart. Now from this place of gentleness, tenderness, spaciousness, picture yourself maybe there's a difficulty you're experiencing in your life right now. And offer yourself a message of compassion and love. And recite in your mind for yourself, "May I be happy. May I be free from suffering. Allow this intention, this aspiration to really emanate from your heart. And to pour out into your entire being. May I be free from suffering. May I know happiness and peace and joy. And imagine this compassion is really just filling your entire body, your entire being, every cell. It's boundless, and there's so much there. It's really overflowing now. And it begins to spread naturally to the world around you. Imagine that your love and your compassion is reaching your loved ones, your friends, that inner circle of persons who are dear to you. It may take the form of light, of warmth, of spaciousness, but it's emanating from you and reaching all of those who are dear to you. And as you extend your compassion, recite in your mind for these dear ones, may you be free from suffering. May you know happiness and peace and joy. Picture this love, this compassion, reaching them, touching them, influencing them, affecting them. You may even sense smiles on their faces, sense of relief as they receive this compassion, this love. And now widen your field of concern to include not only yourself and your loved ones, but all those around you who you really don't notice or don't pay attention to, don't attend to. Could be neighbors, coworkers, persons in your community. widen your field of concern and see who pops up, who comes to mind for you. Who knocks on your door? Who's there? And consider that just like yourself and just like your loved ones, all of these others also want to be loved and valued just like yourself. Just like yourself and your loved ones, these others want to be appreciated. They have had ups and downs in their lives. Just like yourself, these individuals have important relationships, a network of important relationships. They want to contribute to their community, just like yourself. Just like yourself, they know what it's like to feel angry, sad, lonely. Just like yourself and your loved ones at a basic level, they want to be happy and free from suffering. And with this recognition, extend your compassion and love to this wider group of individuals. And recite in your mind for them, may you be free from suffering. May you know happiness and peace and joy. May you be free from suffering. May you know happiness and peace and joy. Now allow your circle of concern your field of awareness to expand even further. And bring to mind those who are difficult for you to have compassion for. They could be persons with values different from your own. Maybe persons who disgust you in some way, or anger you. Perhaps individuals who commit acts or have beliefs that you consider harmful. And now consider that these individuals, just like yourself, just like your loved ones, They too want to be loved and valued. They may go about it in ways that you disagree with, but they too want to be happy, free from suffering. Just like yourself, they have loved ones, important relationships. They want to contribute to their community. Consider that at a very fundamental level, there's no difference between them, yourself, and your loved ones on this level of wanting to be happy and free from suffering. And recite in your mind, just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. Now allow your compassion and your love to extend in all directions, wherever it will. Don't force the heart. Just open the heart and see where it will go. Based on this recognition of sameness, similarity, common humanity, allow the heart to attend to whoever arrives in your field of awareness. Whoever arrives, consider that just like yourself, they too want to be happy and free from suffering. And extend your compassion in every direction. And recite in your mind, may each of us be free from suffering. May each of us have happiness, peace, and joy. May we all be free of suffering. May we all have happiness and peace and joy. Experience this compassion as being a very active energy that's reaching people, affecting people, alleviating the suffering in the world. May we all be free of suffering. May we all have happiness. Perhaps your compassion is felt in the heart of others. Perhaps it is received in the form of material sustenance. Shelter, release of bigotry, hatred, and however it manifests, view your compassion as reaching others, alleviating their suffering. May we all be free from suffering. May we all have happiness and peace and joy. May we all be free of suffering. May each of us have happiness and peace and joy. Now simply come back to your breathing and feel your body and your breathing. Notice the effects of this practice on your body, on your mind, on your breathing, on your emotions. Offer yourself some appreciation for engaging in compassion practices, cultivating an intention to be of service, to have an open heart. And just imagine what the world would be like if we would all stop and breathe together for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It's really not that difficult to imagine. And then let's end with a short dedication. Just in whatever words, thoughts, concepts are meaningful to you, dedicate this practice to your own well-being and the well-being of others, the world in general. May it be so. Peace.